Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So something happened that has not happened in over 10 years. My wife comes upstairs, and she's got this look on her face like she's about to cry. She says, I broke my phone. Okay. Literally, it fell out of her pocket, and it hit the corner, and it cracked the screen. Now, I've never done it. She's never done it in 10 years. I'm sure a lot of you have done it and have had to go have the screen replaced. So, what you gonna do? I calmed her down. I said, it's okay. I'll just get the screen replaced. I go on Facebook. I say, hey, peeps, anybody in the area use a particular place? I got a bunch of recommendations, checked them out, found the closest one, got in the car, and got the screen replaced. So while I was sitting there waiting, they had this front display with all of these broken screens. And I looked at it and I said, ooh, it's the Boulevard of Broken Screens. Now, if you hear Boulevard of Broken Screens, you think of Boulevard of Broken Dreams, right? And it has so many different connotations. Mine, what I think of is the art. I think of that cafe, and there's one that has people in there, and some have Elvis and other celebrities sitting in there. So, but it brings up this visualization. And the people that saw the broken screens felt something on Facebook when they saw that photo that I posted, like, oh my God, been there, done that, I hate it, you know, it just, but it creates an emotion. So today I want to talk about graphics and how they're important to your content and how it makes people feel. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know I am Captain Typo. I suck at writing. Well, guess what? My art skills are not much better. I call myself the stick figure geek. Yes, I have studied art, but have no talent whatsoever. I can't pick colors. I don't understand any of that stuff. But it's probably because I'm an auditory learner. I learn through my ears. My brain just doesn't work that way. But I can tell you that the images that you use with your content make a difference. Now, keep in mind, statistics are made up to benefit the statistician, and 63.2% are made up on the spot. But I did hear something one time that said that having a good image will increase engagement on any social media post by about 70%. As a matter of fact, in Instagram, it's 100% because you have to post an image. If you think about a brand is much more than a logo. A brand is the emotion behind what somebody feels and even sees and tastes when they interact with your company on any level. So the way that you brand your images is important. The art that you post is like an emotional hook. It's like a chorus to a song. It also stops people from scrolling when they're going through a social media feed, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or whatever. It also can build confidence or can confuse the message depending on how well that image marries up with what's being said inside of the content. An example of this is I put up an article that I did on LinkedIn and a couple other places, and I said, would you fly a plane that was on autopilot from takeoff to landing? And most people, you know, would fear that to begin with, but showing the controls with no hands on there gives it life. And that's exactly what it did. And I had over 1,000 people like that, which is pretty rare for me on a LinkedIn post. So I could tell you that it works. The science and the emotion behind it is not my specialty, just like drawing stick figures. But I do know good stuff when I see it. So let's kind of define out what you need in order to create great art. Well, you need some skills. Captain Stick Figure does not have skills, but you do need to have some kind of design sense. So either you have to learn how, you know, images and graphics and fonts and composition and all works together, or you're going to have to hire somebody to do it. Same thing with photography. Photography is really a skill, how to compose and light an image. And then there's the technical side of things. You have to know how to optimize an image, how to make it look, how to make it pop, where it needs to be dark, where it needs to be light, where the fonts go, what colors you need to add to enhance it, all of that kind of fun stuff. But let's say none of that is your strong suit. So you've got two choices. You can either learn it, you can try doing it yourself, or you can pay somebody for it. So again, it gets down to the time and money conundrum, right? So let's talk about the budget side of things, and let's talk about how to generate some ideas. Budget-wise, one of my favorite tools is Canva, canva.com. It goes from free to about $120 a year if you want some of the more advanced features. In comparison with that, the king of the hill is Adobe Creative Cloud, Photoshop, those kind of tools, Illustrator. That's $650 a year. Do you really want to pay for that if you're not skilled at it? It depends. The other thing is stock art. You can go to something like Pixabay, which was just bought by Canva, and use a bunch of free stock images. Now, granted, they're not as good generally as, say, something like Adobe Stock. Again, the quality of the images are just better in general, and they charge me $30 a month or $3 an image for 10 images, and they just keep building up as time goes on, kind of like rollover images. Anyways, I can use a mix of those depending on what I want to do. The next thing is, you know, where do you find help if you need design? You can go to Fiverr. I've seen a lot of people go there and have decent results, but more often than not, it takes them more time to get what they're looking for. They might have to go to four or five people in order to get a good design out of it. So you may want to look at some other options, or even ask some people, does anybody know a local designer pro? And maybe work with them. But obviously, you know, a logo on Fiverr could be $5. A logo on a local person or a really good professional could be $5,000 on up. Is it worth it? Depends on your brand. Depends on what you're trying to accomplish. The last thing is, if you're going to work with anybody, make sure that you have a conversation with them, that they understand what your image is, what your vision is, and if you don't have that, work with somebody to design it. In other words, pay in advance to figure out what you want before you go hire a designer, because design by committee sucks, let me tell you. All right, last thing I want to leave you with is some ideas on what you can do to improve your graphics. One of the things that I suggest is creating kind of a catalog of things that you like. I love Evernote. I can go into Evernote and I can basically grab screen grabs and I can create notebooks and keep things in there so that I have it with me at all times. Another way of doing this is using Pinterest. Go and open up a Pinterest account and create a specific pin board for different graphic ideas or layouts or themes that you like. And finally, use something like Canva to use some of their pre-built designs to maybe grab this element and this font and this image so you can create kind of a theme or an image or brand that you like. So the final thought I want to leave you with is, your image is your brand. Is it worth investing in? Well, that depends. But chances are your audience is paying attention. So if you found this helpful, I encourage you to go to brianloves.info. On there, you'll find a whole bunch of products, coupon codes, free trials that'll give you the opportunity to give them a shot. I love them, I use them, and I only promote things that I actually use.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.